So on April 24th of this year, the Oil States Energy Services versus Greene's Energy Corp, that decision came out of the U.S. Supreme Court, along with the SAS Institute versus Iancu. Now, it's a little bit easier to handle the Oil States case because basically there, well, even before I get into that, how many times have I been wrong before and a case would go up to the U.S. Supreme Court and I'd say, I can't tell which way it's going to go. I can't tell which side's going to win. I've been on amicus brief committees for many professional associations, and we decide not to file an amicus brief because we really can't tell which side to go for, and we decide we don't want to do a neutral brief, for instance, in that case. Well, both of these cases were not 9-0. The Oil States case was 7-2 with only Gorsuch and Roberts on the other side. And basically with Oil States, the issue was, respect for Article III. Do you need an Article III court to make these determinations? And the right to a jury trial, and that's Seventh Amendment. So I thought the right to a jury trial, that sure sounded strange. I couldn't imagine them getting rid of these IPR or PTAB proceedings just because it would have wreaked havoc, because frankly, in many ways, they have been very successful. They have alleviated some of the congestion in the district courts, but I tried to be open-minded, but I said, no, I think these PTAB procedures will remain. And indeed, they did. And what the U.S. Supreme Court held is that patents are a public, and that's a key word, public monopoly or franchise that's granted by the PTO. And since the rights are public, the rights can be properly adjudicated before an administrative tribunal, such as the PTAB. You don't need a district court, an Article III court, and therefore there's no need for an Article III court nor a jury trial. So the U.S. Supreme Court came out pretty confident on that, and I do think that they came out the right way. I was surprised Gorsuch and Roberts they're true litigators in that they only had one tool in their toolbox, and that was the district courts for handling things. Now, the SAS Institute was actually talked about a lot less, but a lot of the more prescient people in our profession said SAS is really going to make the difference. SAS is going to have a greater impact on our practice. And indeed it did. So with SAS, the issue there was, when we created the PTAB proceedings, Congress did not, they wanted them to be super efficient, super cheap, and the least burden possible on the PTO. So they allowed petitioners to draft petitions, including grounds, and to attack all of the claims in a patent, some of the claims in a patent, do whatever they want. And upon deciding whether or not a trial would be instituted, the PTO could also have the opportunity to say the trial would be instituted on all of the grounds, or just a subset of the grounds, all of the claims that the petitioner identified, or only a subset of the claims that the petitioner identified. Well, so this was a 5-4 decision. SAS was pretty close. And basically, SAS says all of the claims, all of the grounds should have been considered. And what the majority held there is they looked to the statute. They looked at 318A, and there it says the board, quote, shall, and the word shall was important, issue a final written decision with respect to the patentability of any, and that's also important, patent claim challenged by the petitioner. So therefore, if the petitioner wanted all of the claims, in which case there were 16 claims that the petitioner and SAS wanted considered, those all would have been considered if there was institution, all 16 claims should have been considered. But the PTAB only instituted on claims 1 and 3 through 10, and only one claim there survived, actually. And the patent owner said, no, I want them all to be resolved. I want finality. And that wasn't really successful. Now, it was sort of interesting because the dissent said that that was a wooden interpretation of the statute, that actually Congress wasn't really that specific by intention, and that there isn't any reason why every single patent claim has to be considered. I think we're going to get into a little bit of a discussion here, but we think that the patent owners wanted that finality. They wanted all of the claims considered. And frankly, if a claim was not going to be part of the instituted grounds, that means that claim was probably patentable. And if you were a patent owner, you would like that to be recognized, right? That it survived the PTAB mm-hmm. proceeding and that any kind of estoppel effects, or you could take it to a district court and say, hey, look at these claims were all found to still be valid and patentable by the USPTO.
Great. So for those who don't practice actively in this area, the partial institution aspects were a seminal part of our practice. We were on the patent owner side. It was an early possible win to salvage some claims that could be going forward in the litigation or after a stay. And for a petitioner, getting all claims instituted was the gold standard. Now we have something different. So from a petitioner perspective, and we can come back to the patent owner perspective, what has SAS done in terms of the calculus for what one does in crafting a petition, the number of grounds, the number of which claims to challenge? Do you have any thoughts on that?